major card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Making news across Alabama, a Birmingham police officer is in critical condition this morning after being shot while responding to a robbery call. The officer has been identified as John Finke. He was shot twice in the stomach and once under the arm, hitting vital organ areas. The two suspects in the shooting are in police custody. Reaction from around the world is pouring in this morning. Retired NBA superstar Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash that killed eight others, including his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna. The National Transportation Safety Board has launched a probe and sent a team to the crash site in Southern California. Montgomery's Eastdale Mall now has a new owner. Namdar Realty Group, one of the largest mall owners in the U.S., has purchased the property with plans to revitalize and grow the mall by adding more stores and food options. Those are your news headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Imagine that you're at the store like you've been a bazillion times before. Do you know the secret to a happy shopping cart? Putting Little Debbie snacks in there is the perfect way to start. Oatmeal cream pies, Swiss rolls galore, Nutty Buddy, Honey Bun, zebra cakes, and more. Little Debbie loves to make you smile with so many varieties made by our family of bakers who always aim to please. There's tradition and love in our collection of cake. So grab your favorites in the aisle because today you bake.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. Walmart pickup is so easy, and it is...
Attention, Earthlings. We picked up your radio transmission. Across the universe, we've searched for signs of intelligent life, and we found it. It's Walmart pickup. Order online from anywhere in the galaxy and pick up curbside for free with same prices as in-store? Wow, that's easy. We come in peace, and with a long shopping list. Enter in with...
Only at Walmart. $30 minimum. Restrictions apply.
Hey, y'all. Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. If you hadn't been here, it's easy to get to right off I-65 at North Boulevard. Then take that first exit. That's Louisville Street at the bottom of the ramp. Turn right, and turn right again. Three times, follow it to the end of the road. You'll come to the Capital Oyster Bar. Along the way, you'll pass our RV resort. That's right. If you want to get down here and spend a weekend on the river, we've got boats you can rent out. Bring your RV with you. If you want to stay a little longer, we'll take care of you. Y'all, we got the high-speed internet down here, security. That internet's so fast, you punch a button and goes, whoop, there it is. There we go. So all we got now, let's get to some entertainment news. No show this Sunday because we've got a big football game, so we'll probably close around 4 or 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon. We'll close up early this Sunday. Next Sunday, Eden Brent will be in town. So, oh, yeah, got some crawfish starting to come in, too. So all you folks that love some crawfish, that's the time of the season's getting here. So we're cooking up fresh seafood. We've been missing you. Y'all get down here soon. Let's come on down here to the river.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I guess all of us have had the experience of getting into a discussion and coming up with the right answer 2 hours later when we're all alone. I'll be right back. My award for someone who thought of the right answer while the discussion was still going on is a young man named Brad Lanaweaver, a member of Young Americans for Freedom at Pennsylvania State University. He has written of an encounter on the campus with a pretty young lady who believes socialism is the answer to our problems. His own philosophy was self-evident because he was wearing a button that proclaimed, "Cut down big government." With the cool breeze stirring her hair, she asked what Brad described as her ace-up-the-sleeve question. Even you right-wingers don't want to starve. Wouldn't you like a guarantee that you won't ever go hungry? Brad knew that if he admitted to this, she'd follow with, so why not such a guarantee for shelter, medicine, and all the rest? He paused, and then gave her the victory she was seeking, or so she thought. He said, sure, I'd like to lay my hands on everything I can get. Oh, she said, but the state is the closest you can come to such a guarantee. Brad described her as braced for a counterattack involving the magic of the market mechanism, but he threw another curve. Sure, he said, I grant that. There's something more. I'd like a guarantee of shelter and medical treatment and even some recreation. She must have thought she had a convert. A little shocked, she spoke, but that's what we support. Why are you wearing that button? She meant, of course, that cut-down big government button. Brad wasn't finished. He said to her, I would also like a yacht. Somewhat defeated, she answered, well, if you're not going to be serious about it. But I am, Brad said as earnestly as he could. I would really and truly like a yacht. Also a seaside villa. Look, she said sternly, you know what I'm talking about. Sharing. I'm not interested in your greedy daydreams. I'm asking what everyone should have. All right, Brad answered, I understand. Let everyone have a yacht. But how, she asked lucidly with the first sign of a rational thought. Don't bother me with that, he said. There'll be a way, I'm sure. Just so everyone has a yacht. However, there is one more thing I would like. What, she asked. Two yachts. Brad wrote that she looked rather unpleasant at that point, and he feared for his safety. Then she declared, it's people like you who keep socialism from working. And Brad agreed. Yes, quite right. Perhaps if people like me were put away somewhere, socialism would have a chance. By now, she was really glaring as she tried to think of an answer. Brad continued, but there's still one problem. How many are there, like me? Well, not as many as you think, she said, and walked away. And then Brad came up with a really appropriate last line. He wrote, there she's wrong, and that's why she's a socialist. How right he is. Socialists ignore the side of man that is of the spirit. They can provide shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things that are guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. They don't understand that we also dream. Yes, even of sometime owning a yacht. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
53 degrees outside. Stock market is down 367 points, coming off a 500-point loss. For financial advisors, that means I've had a very busy day. It earned $28 million worth of portfolio to do a sampling on it. That was smooth. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How was your weekend, big guy?
It was good. It was good. I've got a little bit of a cold.
I woke up this morning with kind of a froggy voice.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not a full body thing, but it's annoying.
Airborne.
Yeah.
Elderberry juice.
A lot of zinc. Elderberry, zinc.
I didn't realize I had a problem until I was like on my 15th call this morning. All of a sudden my voice went, hi! I went, Dan, are you okay? Changing puberty here? It was crazy. But good weekend.
Yes.
Great steak.
I did that too.
The steak, and you know, they have the duck fat, but they also have the beef fat too.
Beef tallow, yes.
And tallow. And so I got that and put it in there. It was awesome.
I cooked a big ribeye too. I put butter and duck fat in there. Duck fat first to get the sear. Big old twice baked potato.
Yeah.
We're like mine. I've been hanging out with you too.
No. So I have all these potato skins left over, so I'm doing potato skins tonight.
Nice.
Cut them, and then I'm going to put them in the pan with the leftover beef talon on it and heat the outside of it. How does that sound?
Happy.
For you? Yeah,
sounds
no.
Good.
I tell you. Okay, folks, we have a lot going on here. Let me tell you what you can expect on the show later on. We have the John Bolton New York Times story, which I'm going to get into and tell you why with a setup. This is a story about a story. Whenever they've done that, the New York Times has been, wait on it, wrong. And they're going to be wrong again. The other thing is this Parnas stuff. You're only hearing an 8-second cut.
Yep.
I'm going to play for you what happened before he said she's got to go, we got to get rid of her and get rid of her now. It was a whole conversation, about 15 minutes, talking about Ukraine. And who's the guy that asked the question, tells Trump that she's walking around talking about impeachment? It's Parnas. The guy that, I mean, this is so nuts what they're doing here.
So is it going to be the mustachioed man or the man with bad hair brings down the president?
I think that when the New York Times rolls with a story like this and the timing of this,
yeah,
let me tell you, this is all about, and I think Bolton actually will tear him up because everybody who is mentioned, I got the Chuck Schumer thing that sent you. I know this is nauseating. I got the Adam Schiff thing I've sent you.
Oh, Lord. I tried Meet the Press, and then like 5 seconds in, I'm like, not doing it.
It's probably where you got sick right there.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're going to cover all of that, plus a whole lot more. We've got meeting with the whistleblower and some people from Ukraine that happened back in 2016, all sorts of stuff, tons of stuff for you guys, but before we do that, I want to get to a congressional candidate, Congressional District Number 2, Terry Hausdorff.
Hausdorff. Yes.
Terry, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you so much, Dan. It's a pleasure to be here.
We found out that we have people that we know, and as a matter of fact, my old roommate, who was my assistant advance guy, Mel Lukens, and that you knew him and some other people that were there during your time that was there. Tell me about your time in Washington.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I was blessed to intern at the White House under the public liaison office, and a lady who had mentored me had introduced me to Mel, and he was incredible, great person to work with. But my main role in public liaison
was... I told him everything he knows.
I'm sure he did.
He'll tell you that.
My main role in the public liaison office was working with the faith leaders. I worked with Leanne Metzger, who was deputy assistant to the president for public liaison, and we used to organize roundtables with people like Dr. Dobson.
Great guy.
Yeah, and had some incredible opportunities to really dig in on some of the issues that were being, you know, brought to the president at that time and learn from some of these faith leaders from around the country.
Yeah, Dobson's a great guy. He got to know him during my tenure there, and then after we interviewed him on the show last year, I believe, and great guy. And I reminded him of a sermon I heard him do, a story I heard him do, and he goes, you really remember that? That was long time ago. I said, it really had an impact on my life, the way you describe the moment is now, and you need to take it. Mm. Don't ever delay. Always take the moment now. Okay, Terry, you're running for 2nd Congressional District. Tell me why you're running.
Wow. So, thank you. I grew up here in Montgomery. My dad worked at Maxwell Air Force Base for over 30 years. My mom retired from the VA. And when I was in high school, I was chosen by Governor Hunt's office to go on an exchange program to the Soviet Union. Me and 39 other kids from across the state of Alabama were selected. Our parents were scared, but we were with some really great
chaperones. Who coordinated that for you in the governor's office?
That was Stan McDonald.
You're kidding me.
Yes.
I was the deputy chief of staff for Guy Hunt for a while.
That's right.
And that's why I know Stan.
Well, Stan was incredible, and he had us lined up to go to 7 different cities. We debated with high-level Soviet officials in Komsomol meetings. And I'll tell you, Dan, that trip changed my life because I got to see firsthand what communism and socialism looked like.
It looks great, doesn't it?
The exact opposite. it was horrible. People were... obviously very oppressed. You rarely saw people smile. It was very obvious that they lacked hope because they couldn't do anything to change the system that they were living under. And I was so grateful when I got back home to be an American. I literally got down on my hands and knees and kissed the ground.
Yeah.
And it
makes you really appreciate this country.
Yes.
Whenever you travel in any of the foreign country, our phone system, our police system, our freedom. It is unbelievable. Keep
going. That's right. Well, it was what really inspired me to want to get involved in government. And, you know, it's astonishing to me. Socialism is the exact opposite of everything that makes America great. Socialists basically want to replace God with government. And that's why I want to run. That's why I am inspired to do this. I am appalled and extremely disturbed with this rise in socialism that we see happening here in this country. And it's time for people of faith, especially, to stand up and fight and push back against that, because that they want to change everything about our very way of life and replace God with government.
Worshiping at the altar of government is something I say a lot. Let me go to a break. Coming back with Terry right after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The Porch Creek Indians can bring Alabama $1 billion. Funding education, better roads, job growth, without raising taxes. Don't let opportunity pass. This is your state, your decision, your moment. Don't settle for less. How can $1 billion shape our future? Speak up now at winningforalabama.com. Paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a 4-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey. 272-9228, that's where we are. A little foggy voice this day. I'll take care of that tonight. Got to protect myself from the coronavirus with my corona.
Right.
I'm doing great with it. So far, the test has been 100%.
Actually, I think it's a weird combination, but it works. If you have the coronavirus, if you contract Lyme disease, they go well together. Yeah.
It's hard to fit in the top
so
of the
go get a tick, you know, stick it on you.
We have a second congressional district candidate in the House. Terry, tell me about what you do now.
Sure. Well, I am right now running for office. That's my full-time job.
That's your full-time job? Yeah.
Yes, yes. I am not working with anything else because this is a rather intense thing. But right up until this time, I worked with Convoy of Hope, which is a nonprofit that does children's feeding programs and disaster response. Convoy feeds about 200,000 kids a day worldwide and has done a lot with disasters right here in Alabama. They were one of the main ones to work with Tuscaloosa, with the tornadoes and some of the rebuild, most recently with some of the storms that hit down in Florida. Convoy was actually recognized by the Alabama Republican Party as one of the charities that was doing response down there, and it's a wonderful organization.
This goes, so you left that operation. What position did you hold with them?
I had been the vice president for government relations, and then I moved into a role of ambassador for partner relations because I took on some additional things besides government relations. And I really see this opportunity as something that's a natural extension in some ways of what I did with Convoy, because Convoy of Hope is about caring for people who are in need and taking care of families and serving communities. And that's really at its heart what I believe this job is, if it's being done right. We are, after all, going up there to be a representative, and it needs to be about service. And I think what happens a lot of times is a lot of members forget that, and it becomes about serve us instead of service. And you know, that's something that I promise to never do. That's the reason why I'm running, is to serve people.
I like that listener that's in your district, Shelby, who is a ambulance EMS, asked this question: Why will you be different? What will you be different than Martha Roby?
Sure. Well, I strongly support President Trump. I actually backed President Trump early on. I raised a lot of money for him early in the election before he came in. And because I think, Congresswoman Roby did a great job in a lot of ways, but I think that one of the things that makes me very different is I have some experience draining swamps, and that's one of the things that I really want to dig in on. And I'm looking forward to using some of that background that I have working with the faith community to bring resources and leaders together to solve some of the problems that we've got in this district. The way I see it, the middle part, top part of the state, Huntsville, Alabama, has the second highest amount of government contracts in the nation. So you've got a natural resource right there here in our own state that, quite frankly, I don't think we're taking advantage of enough. You got Mobile with the port, Gulf Shores with the travel and tourism industry, but the middle part of the state is struggling. And I would love to work on some of these things where, you know, you can pull some of these Tier 2 manufacturing facilities down from Huntsville, Alabama, Boeing, Northrop Grumman, or some of the companies that I've talked to about how we could do that. And I think that would be an amazing way to start creating jobs and bringing more growth to the middle part of the state. That's just one idea of several that I have that I'm excited to put in place.
What type of committees would you like to BM?
Well, definitely agriculture would be the first one that I'd push for. We have some amazing farmers in our district. I've already been able to meet with some of them and talk to some of them. Did you know that half the peanuts grown in the United States are grown within a 100-mile radius of Dothan, Alabama? That's an incredible thing. And so we export them. We use them domestically. So they need somebody to fight for them on the Agriculture Commissioner Committee. I'm excited to go after that role. And then also armed services would probably be the other one. With three military bases in the district, that's a vital committee to be on.
Yeah, we have a lot of people that are represented in Alabama that are on that committee, which is strengthens our power and influence on that committee. Tell me where you are on budgeting matters and deficit spending.
Well, I'm a fiscal conservative. I think that we have a lot of things that need to be reined in our government spending. You know, I have some experience. My first job, I actually worked on the Hill for a while. My first job was working under Speaker Newt Gingrich. My boss and I were brought in.
When was that?
That was back in the mid-90s, back in 1995.
Wow.
And my boss and I were brought in to bring business-minded reforms to the operations of the House of Representatives. We hit the ground running. We had an audit done by Price Waterhouse. That was the first thing that we did. Price Waterhouse, in the history of the firm, said that they had never had an audit come back with that many what they called hits on the system. They said if they find even one hit, they have to shut the whole thing down and figure out where the money is leaking out. Well, we couldn't do that because we had to cut paychecks and we had to cut W-2s. And so my boss likened it to changing the tires on a bus that was going 80 miles an hour. We had to plug the holes and turn off the leaky faucets, but we did it. And we were able to jump in and save the taxpayers over $148 million a year.
So you were there during the transition when Newt became the speaker then?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes. And that was an incredible time because Newt really wanted to hit the ground running and make, you know, business-minded reforms on all this. And that was what he tasked us with being the ones to implement. So we had his blessing to do that. We did things like outsourced functions of the House that had been cost centers and made them profit centers. We closed the House folding room. We stopped having buckets of ice delivered to members' offices. We privatized the House barbershop so that the free haircuts went away. The members had to pay for them on their own. So we saved a lot of money, and all totaled...
But the bean soup is really good in the dining room.
It's very good. It's very good. But all totaled, those reforms saved the taxpayers over $4.4 billion. And so that's what I have some experience doing, and I want to go and do some more and help President Trump drain the swamp in some other ways.
I like that. Who do you liken yourself to? Let me go to a break, and we'll get back to that question right after this.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace and Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Chrissy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again to tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster.
As his legal team is about to resume its case at the impeachment trial, President Trump denies a claim from his former national security advisor in an upcoming book that he told John Bolton aid to Ukraine was withheld pending an announcement of political investigations.
It goes right to the heart of the charges against the president.
The top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer and some Republicans now are saying Bolton should be called as a witness. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan says about the claim,
it doesn't alter in any way the fundamental facts.
Congressman Jordan on Fox. President Trump says meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House about a Middle East peace plan.
Tomorrow at 12 o'clock, we'll be announcing a plan, and it's a very big plan. It will be a suggestion between Israel and the Palestinians. It's the closest it's ever come, and we'll see what happens.
The president also meeting today with Netanyahu's main political challenger, Benny Gantz. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a mostly cloudy day in progress. I think we'll see improvement as the day goes on, and a mild day and a dry day with a high temperature up to about 60 or thereabouts. For tonight, it's going to be chilly. Overnight low temperature in the upper 30s. Some patchy fog by late tonight and first thing in the morning on Tuesday. But Tuesday will be a great day with a high in the low to mid 60s and a good bit of sunshine, too. Risk of more showers perhaps by late Tuesday night into Wednesday. But continued mild. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
K72922A, that's where we are. Second congressional candidate Terry Hasseldorf. Say it again.
Hasdorf.
I thought I said that first time. You corrected me. Hasdorf. First of all, Terry, tell the audience how they can get in contact with your campaign.
Oh, that's a great question. So you can go to my website, terryforcongress.com. It's T-E-R-R-I for Congress.com.
Excellent. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim. Jim has a question for Terry.
Good afternoon.
Jim, how are you?
Pretty good. I just wanted to ask you, Terry something. I live here in Prattville.
Hi, Jim.
And I've been through Terry Everett and Bubba Bright and Martha Roby. And Martha started out, this is just my personal opinion, is, you know, she's going to do all this stuff. And it just seems like after a period of time, she kind of got sucked into the usual up there, if you know what I'm talking about. Just gets easy to get into all this stuff. And I just, I've narrowed my, right now I'm down to three candidates that are running. I've already eliminated several of the others. And, you know, I've read about you. And I like what you got to say, but I just want to, you know, I know it's easy when you're not there to say, well, I'm gonna do all this stuff. But it seems like, and Dan, you agree, there's people get up there and they get into that, you know, with everybody and kind of get off in another direction, lose their sight of what they want to go for. And I just want to, you know, make sure that you're not going to get up there and get in that situation.
Sure.
If you know what I'm talking about.
I do, Jim, and I appreciate you raising that. You know, I'll just say this. I feel called to do this. I'm not a career politician. My faith guides and directs everything that I do, and my accountability is to the voters of this district, but it's even higher than that. In my view, I'm there because I feel called to be there. You know, my my drive for doing this is because I want to help people and because I want to go in and make a difference for this district. And I'm not doing this because I need the job. I'm doing it because I feel called to do it.
Yeah, I think that's the problem with a lot of them. They need a job. So, but anyways, I'm enjoying the interview, Dan.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, really. Let's go to some issues. What did you think about President Trump pulling the troops out of, or saying he's going to pull the troops out of Syria and then moving our troops out when Turkey was coming over the border?
I think the president has the right handle on this situation. I support the president's desire to not have our troops in harm's way any longer than they need to be, and I think he's making the right decisions.
How about he's meeting with Netanyahu and then his opponent today, talking about coming up with a solution in Israel with your religious background. What do you think we should be doing in Israel?
Well, I support Israel. I, love that Alabama has been one of the first states to have supported Israel. And I'm excited to see what the president's going to come up with on that. I think, you know, he has definitely been a strong advocate for that country.
Do you think that there's a two-state solution in Israel with Palestine?
That remains to be seen.
Okay.
Complex issue.
What?
That's a complex issue.
That is a very complex issue. Since you want to be on armed services, Turkey has basically made a deal with Russia to have their A-400 rocket system ground-to-air. What do you think about that? Do you think Turkey should remain in NATO? Do you think we should boot them out of NATO? What should we do if we don't do that? What should we do to try to repair those relationships?
That's something that I'm going to have to dig in on a little bit more when I get there. I'm not really that familiar with what's happening with Turkey at this time. I would just have to say, that's a little troubling to me from first glance, but I'm not up to speed on Turkey at this time.
You've been following in the news about the FISA applications that were done, and we found 17 situations where they were done improperly. The first two should not have been sent over there. FISA comes up for renewal in March. You probably won't be able to vote on it unless they extend it for a year, mm-hmm. which is one discussion that they're having, which means you would be able to vote on it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you think about the FISA process. What would you do to improve it? And how important is it that we try to keep those liberties intact?
Mm-hmm. So, just like everyone, I'm not real thrilled with the idea of the government listening in on our conversations. I think that there needs to be some checks and balances to make sure there's not an abuse of the system. The FISA court, though, is very important. I mean, there's people out there that are very bad people that really want to kill us. And you look at what happened just right down the road from us.
But Donald Trump was not one of them, was he?
No. But you look at what happened in Pensacola, there's things that are happening around us. And we are in an asymmetrical warfare situation right now. The enemy lives among us. And so I think there are definite things that we need to take into consideration, but there also needs to be checks and balances to make sure that this isn't being abused.
Do you think that there needs to be an adversarial role when they're given this application, that there's someone there to be the adversary against that application just to make sure it's a fair process?
I would definitely consider that, yes.
Okay. let's talk about the going back into the budget. We have a lot of problems with entitlement. The biggest three pieces of the equation are Medicaid, Medicare, defense, and Social Security. A lot of these have gotten out of hand. You have the baby boomers that are hitting the mark. They are drawing the Social Security at age 66, still working. Is there any type of means testing that you would do for Social Security, particularly for the younger generation?
So,
or would you give them an option, for example, of opting out of Social Security?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, one of my friends in Washington has actually written a lot about privatizing Social Security, Peter Ferrara. And
Yeah,
Peter's a good friend. I think that we're in a place right now. So when FDR created Social Security, you had the average age span was much lower. People,
I thought you were going to like get your first check and then die.
Pretty much.
Here's your check. Bye.
Yeah. And now you know, which is a good thing. We have people living longer, and that's a wonderful thing. But it also means that this was meant to be a safety net, not a 20-year thing. So I think we definitely do need to look at making sure that, you know, when people need it, it's there for them, that the people who paid into it are able to get what they deserve from it. But that, you know, it's not riddled with problems like we've seen a lot of issues with Medicare, with the waste, fraud, and abuse with that. I think, you know, there's definitely some areas where there could be some reform to make it a better process.
Well, one of the things, particularly Medicaid, which is the best insurance in the world because you pay nothing.
Right.
And, you know, one of the things that happens is you have people that the doctor will say, well, we'll set up an appointment for you on February the 14th, 6 months from now, and they don't show up. Then they get sick, and what they do is they call an ambulance, and the ambulance picks them up and carries them in because they don't want to sit in a doctor's waiting room. They want to get to the emergency room and have them take care of them. Is there any type of remedies that you would have for trying to solve those problems?
Well, I think Medicaid, there again, you know, needs some reform. There's definitely some issues with that here in the state. We have a lot of needs. You've got...
More do we.
Yeah. I worked on this a little bit when I worked with Congressman Adderholt. I definitely feel like Medicaid could be done better here in Alabama, and that's one of the first things that I would be looking at is how could we improve it?
Well, it's a line item, Medicare and Medicaid, that's going to be, I mean, Medicare goes broke basically in 2025 now, and unless something happens. Where are you on medical insurance and doing things to try to improve health insurance in general?
Well, I'm not a fan of Obamacare, and I really feel like, you know, we need to push back against some of the things that are happening around healthcare right now. There's Senator Cassidy has had some great comments on this, Bill Cassidy out of Louisiana. I think that we need to look at how we can reform Obamacare and make this a system that is much more geared towards the patients and what the doctors need as opposed to what we have right now.
Would you be open to states kind of taking on and having a 50-state solution and building a health care plan? Let Alabama build one for Alabama, which include RISPO for those that are not insured, which we had in the state, which worked out very, very well. There was a lag period in it, but it really accommodated a lot of people. Being able to buy insurance over state lines, which you cannot now. You have to be, and of course, state of Alabama makes so much money on insurance premiums, but would you be open to state solutions like that?
Yeah, I've always been very much in favor of the states deciding what needs to be done for their citizens. And so I would definitely look at that and take it into consideration.
I really think that's the solution to the problem. A big national government system definitely is not the solution to the problem. We'll all be broke within a matter of days after that.
That's right.
Let's go into a couple of things in judicial. Even though the House is not appoint or approve judges, what do you think about what Donald Trump has done as far as judges and appointment of judges?
Well, I'm very pleased. I think, you know, having more conservative Supreme Court justices is going to be wonderful. You know, overturning Roe versus Wade is one of the things that I see happening in the future, and I think he's doing a great job.
Yeah, actually, his impact on the judicial system as a whole with all his appointees is absolutely amazing. Where are you on asset forfeiture, where a police officer suspects or arrests you for something and then seizes your assets, even though you haven't been found guilty, and then a lot of times don't give those assets back?
That's very troubling. I think it's being abused in some places, and that needs to be looked into. We definitely would want to, you know, make sure that there's not abuses of that system happening.
There's a local guy here in Montgomery, believe it or not, who left Biloxi in a rental car because his car broke down. He had $10,000+ in cash, got pulled over, and the sheriff, the deputy asked him, is there anything that you have in the car you need to tell me about? He said, well, I have $10,000+ in cash. So he looked at it and he seized it and hadn't gotten it back to this day.
Oh, my goodness. That's horrible.
Because they thought he was a drug trafficker.
That is terrible. that, well, no, you understand brushes. With the drug trafficking problem, you know, why there's concern with that. But once it's proven that that is not the case with him, that money should have been returned.
How about in our shootings that we have a lot of, we follow that on the show a lot. And one of the things that you see, you have a mental health issue component tied to a lot of these shootings.
Absolutely.
Contrary, you either have a religious zealot part or a mental health part. Where are you on red flag laws?
Well, I do think that we have some major need to improve some of the things that we do with mental health care in this country. I'm very concerned about the red flag laws. I think that, you know, I'm pro Second Amendment, member of the NRA. I think that...
Are you a shooter?
Yes.
Good. What do you shoot?
Well, my ex-boyfriend used to take me out, and we'd shoot just about every kind of gun you can imagine. So I don't own one personally, but I'm a pretty good shot.
Ah, a pistol, rifle, or both?
A Glock 43 is my weapon of choice.
Man, when somebody can give you a Glock platform number, you know they're there. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, you're on with Terry Hasdorff.
Terry, how you doing? Well, the first lesson a man needs to learn, don't hang around with any woman that's armed.
And that includes you, Red Top.
You're damn right. I'm not dumb enough for that, guys.
And also can hit something, too.
Yes. And you are running for Martha Roby's seat?
Yes, sir, I am.
What are you going to do to straighten this national marijuana law out?
Goodness.
To get it done and get it over with, get it out of the way, stop for prohibition, and get onto some sense instead of nonsense. The forfeitures of assets is part of it, where the American public has been raped by law enforcement and Jeff Sessions mandatory sentencing. I want to hear what you want to know about this. This is important to me. I have epilepsy. I'm not even allowed to get medical marijuana in this state. It is so damn backwards, it's unbelievable. So, so what's your response?
Well, I have no problem with medical marijuana as long as it has no THC. I think that, you know, that's been proven to be effective for some people. And if that's a need that you have, then I understand that. But, you know, in Colorado and places like that, I'm very disturbed with what I'm seeing.
Why?
Because I think that is an issue where it can be a slippery slope. It's a gateway drug in some cases. Now, I'm talking about marijuana with THC. I'm talking about marijuana that is regular marijuana. Medical marijuana is a different thing. But, you know, you look at what is happening with the increase in homelessness and the increase in other drugs that are happening in places where they've legalized that. It's a concern.
Well, I haven't heard that at all. And, you know.
Well, wait a minute for a time. Let's straighten that out. If you go to Colorado right now, their numbers of vagrants that are now in the state is skyrocketing. Now, you can say people are moving in who want the pot and they don't have any place to live and they're going to come to the territory, or you can say that pot created it. Either way, it's a outcome of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll have to say this. You're making judgments on people like everybody else calling it a gateway drug. Just because somebody smokes pot doesn't mean they're going to do hard drugs, no more than if a person that drinks beer is going to drink whiskey. That's an absurd principle to judge.
That's not the concept of a gateway. Gateway concept is, what is the first drug you have?
And you know what? Still, on top of that, you don't put people in jail for drugs. You treat them. And there is no mental health.
You know what, Red Top?
It's a mess.
I feel
for
you.
I agree with that.
If you are in pain, that is an awful thing. And you know, I have no problem with something with the THC removed. So let me make that really clear. But it's the other kinds that I see a problem with.
Wow. I mean, it's amazing. There's a lot more things in the world to be scared of. Like, I'll say to you what I said to somebody else. I can go buy 1,000 rounds of ammunition, but I can't grow 7 marijuana plants. This is nonsense.
Thanks for the tip. Go ahead.
People need to get their priorities straight. You know, if you can carry a gun in this state and you can't even carry a joint.
Oh, come on, Red Top. That is outrageous. Okay, let's see. It's the Fifth Amendment that is the right to carry pot, right? Think about what you just said. There's a Second Amendment. There's a Second Amendment. There's not an amendment for drugs.
I agree.
Oh, God. That's outrageous.
Okay.
See you, buddy. Bye. Man. I can carry a gun, but I can't carry pot, and he's equating them the same. Gonna be back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Final segment with Terry. Astor.
Yay!
He got it! Candidate for 2nd Congressional District. So who do you identify with in the House currently? Who do you like?
You know, I really like Kathy McMorris Rogers. I really like...
AOC?
Yeah, no.
What do you think, Joe? China driver. Darn it.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Who are some other...
Mark Meadows.
So you like Freedom Caucus?
I like the Freedom Caucus, yes. I plan on joining the Freedom Caucus. I've met with them, and I think they're great.
It's a shame that Mark Meadows is not running.
Yeah, and, you know, another group that doesn't get talked about enough is the Values Action Team, the VAT team. And when I worked with Congressman Adderholt, I worked with some of those same folks, and I'm excited to be able to work with them. Those are some good, solid members that are conservative, and they just need more conservatives to join and help push. And I'm looking forward to doing that.
I hope you get the opportunity to do it. It's... you know, one thing to Jim's question that I've learned from my tenure in Washington, somebody that goes to Washington and then leaves and comes back is much more prepared and equipped to go back to Washington because you know what the city is all about. You know what the pressures are. Somebody just walks in there brand new. It's you just, and particularly if you're working in an administration or some type of institution, it's... let's say, very political.
Yes,
and
yes.
And you're trying to learn the ropes on the run. And once you know that, then you kind of know what to do and what to expect with it. Let's see if we can fit this caller in here. Mike, you're on board the demo show with Terry Hastorf.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Been listening to the show, and y'all covered a wide range of subjects.
We do that, don't we?
Yeah, you do. I want to throw a little curveball in here, though. I'd like to ask Terry, what is her position on Confederate monuments?
You know, that's a subject that I think has been definitely contentious. I understand why there's sensitivity around that. I think that's more of a state and local issue, though, to be honest. And I'm going to defer to the governor and the mayors of each of the, you know, cities for those kind of questions and issues. They need to work that out in their communities.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
When you are traveling the district, what is the number one thing and concern you're hearing?
You know, I think folks are really concerned about immigration, and that troubles me terribly as well. Legal immigration is one thing. Did you know that we have one of the most generous, I think we are the most generous country in the world with that policy? We allow over 1 million legal immigrants every year to come into the United States. And so it really makes me kind of angry when I hear a lot of the liberals painting us as almost being, you know, lacking compassion. The illegal immigration issue is very troubling. I think we need to build the wall, make sure that the ports are secured, and close the loopholes with any of the illegal immigration issues that are causing problems.
Did you like the fact that Donald Trump took money out of the military budget and transferred it over for building the wall?
I think it's a critical need, and we need to use whatever means are necessary right now. This can't be taken lightly. It's a major threat to our national security.
So when you're out in the, so you're, is immigration a big thing that you're hearing? Is that like number one?
Immigration, farming community is definitely, you know, concerned about making sure they have representation on the agriculture committee.
Where's impeachment?
Impeachment is definitely one of the top ones as well. And I think folks are fed up with this. They feel like this is a witch hunt. And quite honestly, that's kind of what I feel. I think this whole thing has been kabuki theater, and we just need to put a stop to it and get back to the people's business.
Let's wrap up again. Tell the audience why they need to elect you to Congress.
Well, I'm a Christian conservative. I'm from this area. I care deeply about this district. I have experience working with the things in Washington. You know, Washington's a very complex place, as you said a minute ago, Dan. And I can promise you I'm not going to be running around looking for where the bathrooms are. I know how to get things done. I have a track record of being able to accomplish things there as well as here in the state. I built the first office of faith-based and community initiatives here in Alabama. I've had a lot of experience working with communities and people and resources to bring them together to meet needs and get things done, and that's what I want to hit the ground running and do for the hardworking people of the 2nd District of Alabama.
Tell them very quickly how they get in contact with your campaign.
You can go to my website, terriforcongress.com, T-E-R-R-I for Congress.com.
Terry, I want to thank you for coming in today. Two final questions. Number one, will you come back?
Yes, I would love to.
Number two, if you're elected, will you come back on a regular basis?
I promise I will. I'd love it.
You would be a nice addition to the Mo Brooks and Bradley Byrne piece of this show. Thank you so very much. Good
Thank
luck.
Thank you, Dan. This is wonderful.
News Talk 93.1, Dan Mar Show, top of the hour break, coming back right after this.